97.9 The Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis, who is our...
Yeah, what am I?
Paragon of all things trending.
Sure, sort of.
A paladin, if you will.
Yeah, I have sworn allegiance to the gods of the internet. I tell you what, I fully represent that belief system. Which, this is actually kind of related. I was going to counter with, well, I mean, today's trending topic is not necessarily what's trending worldwide. It's just something I wanted to talk about that then just takes you to a Victor niche. Let's just go ahead and
get to it.
There's a tweet that's becoming somewhat notable over time. If I hit Alt F4 and your program politely asks me if I'm sure I want to quit, you have overstepped your authority. Alt F4 means I don't care about your application. Die immediately. You don't get a say in Alt F4. It is a unilateral, absolute, and immediate order. I feel weird that I have opinions on operating systems, but I gotta say that I agree with stuff like this.
I'm just impressed that like all of these old-timey DOS codes from the 80s are still hanging around.
Folks are always just amazed at keyboard shortcuts.
I always forget that the F keys even exist.
I truly don't understand why folks are amazed at keyboard shortcuts. They're cool. You should use them. They save you some time. You don't have to go copy-paste. You can go Control-C, Control-V. You can just do your Control-X and Y for undo and whatnot. There's actually a cool keyboard shortcut that I don't think a lot of people know about. I want you to Google right now, keyboard shortcut for LinkedIn.
Keyboard shortcut for LinkedIn?
Mm-hmm. Well, not you, Aaron Keck, but like the audience in general. I want you to go discover what this is. It does exist. It is a leftover from the Microsoft Office suite. It's been coded into Windows forever. It's not used anymore, but because Windows can't necessarily change its complete structure every time, it still exists. And you can still hit a keyboard shortcut to directly access the LinkedIn website because
wow,
that was once integrated in Microsoft Office.
That's hilarious.
It's very fun. And if you Google that instead of me telling you here on the air, it will take you probably down a rabbit hole of archaic shortcuts that you will amaze your friends and family with, provided that they're nerds like me that have opinions on stuff like Alt F4.
Well, now I've got a question, because earlier you were running down the list and you were said you can do Control-C, Control-V, Control-X, Control-Y for copy and paste and cut and whatnot. But what is Control-Y? It's not whatnot. What is that? I don't know. I knew the other three.
I'm pretty sure Control-Y is redo.
Redo? Interesting.
Versus your undo. Yeah, it is. Yeah, the Control-Z and Control-Y is undo and redo.
Undo and redo. Okay, I've never had to use Control-Y because I don't... Like, sometimes I'll need to undo something, but very rarely do I need to undo my undo.
Yeah, I feel like I use it mostly in my position here because just because I've copied a piece of text, sometimes I'm not sure that I got it. So I like to cut, so there's a visual cue that I for sure have gotten that.
Right.
And then I'll just uncut it to put it back where I found it. But now I just know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm a weird dude in general. Speaking of me being a weird dude, let's talk about David Lynch.
All right.
David Lynch had a very fun interview where he was asked about the new Dune. I can't say I'm stuttering.
Oh, Denis Villeneuve, or how do you pronounce that name?
Villeneuve. His Dune, I had to do the hand to say his
that
name.
That was a very, like, Adonis pose you've got
there. That
was
just for you, Keck.
Yeah, thank you.
He was asked about the new Dune, to which he responded, "I will never watch it, and I don't want you to tell me about it ever," which is a very David Lynch thing to say. Anyone reading this and being like, how rude, is clearly not acquainted with David Lynch as a real-life human existing in the world.
Has David Lynch ever given a bizarrely interesting answer to any interview question at all?
I think with David Lynch, it's a matter of very iRobot style asking the right questions.
Yes.
If you want to talk to David Lynch, you need to be interesting. And asking David Lynch a question like, have you seen the new Dune? Remember when you made the other Dune that had Sting in it? He's not interested in that question.
I bet if you asked the question in exactly that way, he would be interested in the question.
I would want to talk to David Lynch, and not to like be this person about it. It's going to be hard for me to say this guy's name as well. Our other famous Dune figure who never made a movie, Jodorowsky. I would want to ask him about Jodorowsky's Dune and how much of his design philosophy from his Dune he cribbed from the absolutely insane illustrations made for that project that never got off the ground. Because the one thing I'll say about Dune new Dune Part 1 is that its design sensibilities are unbelievably flat. The Dune universe is insane. The concepts presented are nuts, and it should definitely look crazier than some sepia tinted armor suits and some very boxy machinery.
Are you not entertained enough with that repeated shot of Zendaya like looking over her shoulder at the camera and then turning away very meaningfully?
I would much rather see a weird tentacle man who's consumed far too much spice floating in a tank, seeing into the infinite blind eternities to navigate you from one planet to another. That's what I want to see. I want to see some crazy stuff. You got to go bigger, Denis. His name better be Denis. If Brighton is hearing this and I'm mispronouncing his name and I'm pretending like we're on a first name basis, I'll be forever shamed.